Swanky, Roz, and Shana. Zero Rat and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Oh, it's even more stupid than you could possibly imagine.
Y94.
It is 6:23 in the morning and 46 degrees outside in Fargo Moorhead. Y94 is the number one hit music station and home of the Playhouse in the morning. 46 degrees today in Fargo Moorhead, can be 65 and sunny. Maybe some scattered showers. There's a shot at them throughout the day. Kind of exciting day here in Playhouse land because today, well, actually yesterday, we forgot. Yesterday was the 1 year radioversary, if that's a thing, of our dear friend, Donna the Deer Lady. 1 year and 1 day ago, she called during the vent line and said, "Hey, I'm a little upset." We said, "Why, Donna? Why is that?" She says, "I just don't understand. I've had a lot of traffic issues. I don't understand why we have these deer crossing signs in such high traffic areas. Would it not make more sense if we moved them to somewhere else, where there's no traffic, so that we don't put the deer population in harm's way?" And then Rat, the most intellectual and poised among us, said, "Well, you realize that's not for the deer. That's for drivers. They don't cross there because there's signs there, sweetheart." And she did not get it. She did not get it to the point where that video of our podcast, somebody took the podcast, put it to video, at this point this morning, has gotten over 12.5 million views on YouTube. Donna, you're famous, and it took a year. Mm. Well, actually, it took about a month, but you're even more famous now. And this was crazy for us because for months after, I mean, it's somewhat recently just died down here, so it's weird for us to be like, wow, that was a year ago. For months, magazines, newspapers, TV shows, other morning shows from across the world contacted us, and it just spun out of control.
The deer crossing lady over the weekend. It went viral in a big, big way.
There's a radio station in Fargo, North Dakota, Y94. It's like a number one hit music station, Y94.
This is a show from, I think it's like South Dakota.
Or yeah, it is somewhere in South Dakota.
Listen to this. So they're doing a topic and this woman calls in.
Now, Donna, you got quite the vent today. It sounds like what's going on with you.
Station just up the road from us in Fargo, Y94.
So am I correct in that she thinks that the deer are only crossing because there's signs?
Yes.
She has an issue with the deer crossing signs in the Fargo-Moorhead area.
How can you be that dumb and have a driver's license?
So she thinks they're building these deer crossings because that's where the deer cross, not knowing that there's just a high population in these areas and that's just where the deer run across naturally.
You know, them deer crossing signs, we got to move them.
Okay, do you understand why she's stupid?
Oh my gosh, what an idiot.
Yeah, okay, continue.
What an idiot.
I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. Yeah, stupid people.
And there's a morning show trending, and these guys are getting a lot of attention today in Fargo, North Dakota, because of a phone call that they got on their show.
The Morning Playhouse radio show on Y94 in Fargo, North Dakota.
Y94 in Fargo, North Dakota.
She's thinking that they're actually herding the deer.
Yes, I...
So you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Sure.
So maybe she legitimately thinks, maybe like in the woods somewhere,
there
are fences.
Right.
Sort of like a line at Six Flags.
Right.
What a dummy, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Does she really believe those signs are there for the deer to know it's okay to cross? And
I had no idea that deer are smart enough to be like, oh, okay, well, where's the sign? Oh, there it is. Legitimately brain dead dumb.
And the morning show host on the Y94 Morning Playhouse did his best to be polite, much more polite than I would have been.
Yeah, let's tell the deer that they can't cross here. It's not safe.
How are things now? Just let us know how your life is, because I don't know if you realize you're well into over a million views on YouTube.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I mean, gee whiz. From that one phone call, I mean, you guys must have had to, like, totally tie your giggle bones down, you know, with that last call. My life, it's been interesting, almost kind of like a carny ride in an odd way.
To clarify, you are now aware deer crossing signs, their purpose is to alert drivers of deer, yes?
Yes, yeah. And now that I've had the reasoning for the deer crossing signs explained to me, I just have to say that I feel incredibly stupid.
So it had a happy ending, our time with Donna the Deer Lady. She did come to understand after international, global humiliation and ridicule, the purpose of the deer crossing signs. And yesterday, we couldn't even care to remember our 1 year radioversary. And for that, Donna, we say we're sorry. But for the experience as a whole, 1 year and 1 day later, we say thank you for choosing us. She told us she contacted countless places trying to get someone to listen to her complaint, and we were the only ones that listened. So thank you, Donna. Trust me, it was a lot more fun than for us than it was for you. One year ago yesterday. Memories. Wrecking Ball in a couple of minutes. We'll go ahead and do that Playhouse soundboard call starring Brian from Family Guy right after that.
Zero Rat and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Every morning.
Scandalous.
They're just fun. In the
morning. It's funny as long as everybody lives.
Y94.